So the Gemara we were in the middle of Kuf Aleph continues with another full Amud plus of Agadot. So we are like halfway through. We're halfway through Kuf Aleph Amud Bet. So the Gemara comes back and says, "Amar lo hayelo lo la ochol la erev." She should have eaten the carbon at night. Right? Aaron should have eaten the carbon at night. Middle of Kofala from the bed. Right? So remember, that's how we got into this. That Aaron didn't eat the carbon. Remember? Yeah. So Gemara says, why does he eat it at night? Remember, that's how we got into this, because there's a machloket about whether Anina Lila is alright. Shabbat Gamale. Isn't that a good question? He says, no, because of Anina Lila, alright. This is the sheet that holds that at night it was Anina is also. Okay. But now the Gemara says, okay, I got something else to tell you in this story. Davar Acher. I don't understand. Why did nobody bring and eat the carbon chatat? Right, that's how we got here. There was Pinchas. And Pinchas is a Kohen. One second. That's what we're going to do today. Pinchas was a Kohen, and he wasn't a first-degree relative of Navadinavi. You mean he's not an Onain? No, he's a nephew. He's a nephew, so he's not an Avelot. Boom! He should have eaten the carbon. Why did they burn it? All the carbon by himself. He should have eaten all of it himself. And he would have gained no weight, just like you guys who eat pints and pints of ice cream and nothing happens.
It's like on Shabbos.
Exactly, you don't get gout. Exactly. Because the carbon needs to be brought. It can't be eaten as an onain. Aaron was an onain. His sons were onanim. Pinchas is a Kohen and not an onain, because he's the nephew of Nadav and Avihu, so he didn't have a first-degree relative who died. So the Gemara answers, guys, the Gemara answers, Savar Lakiri Lazar, he holds Lakiri Lazar, Amir Lazar, Amir Rechanina, Lo Nitkain Pinchas Ad Sharago Lizimri. This is following the Shita that Pinchas wasn't yet a Kohen. Even though he's Elazar's son, he only becomes a Kohen after he kills Zimri. Dichtiv, Vahaita lo, Ulizaro, Acharav, Brit, Kunat, Olam. Because it says, after he kills Zimri, God blesses him and says, and you, it, the Kahuna, shall be you and your children forever. Well, one second. So, and Rav Ashi pushes it later. Rav Ashi says, no, Omar Ad Sam Shalom Bein HaShvatim. He didn't become a Kohen until he made peace before the Shvatim at the end of Sefer Yoshua. God was promising he would one day be a Kohen. Vayishma, what? Kuf Aleph Amud Bet. Kuf Aleph Amud Bet. Vayishma Pinchas Akohen Ziyadav Rashi Alfei Yisrael. V'idoch Nami. What about Rav Ashi? V'achtiv Aitalo Zaro Acharav. Doesn't it say it'll be for him? He says, yeah, that's the bracha. K'tiv Ahu B'brachu D'chtiv. That he would be blessed, but it didn't mean he became a Kohen right away. V'idoch Nami Akhtiv Vayishma Pinchas Kohen Ahu Pinchas Akohen. Doesn't it say earlier that he's Pinchas Akohen? No, it just means that so that you would know that his children after him would be miyuchas to him. Possibly he's calling him gedolim, but we'll see. Okay, so what I want to do today and maybe next week, we'll see, probably, but you never know. What?
The one that says that this is all wrong and that he actually was a coin. And therefore, that would be a problem.
I put one or two of the Mefarshim who said it, because the Mefarshim divided. So are we gonna
address that?
Yeah. I didn't put every Mefarsh because it was already four pages.
No,
I put paradigmatic ones, but there were other ones for sure. Okay, right. So what I want to talk about is the following: is where did Chazal get the notion he's only a Kohen? Now, where do they get the notion he's only a Kohen? Even later, right? And what do we do with the fact that this, the idea that he murders Zimri and is therefore given a brit, a covenant of peace, and made a kohen. How do we deal with this story? Okay, what? Good. So first thing we got to do is just familiarize ourselves with the story in Chumash, which obviously you all know by heart. Obviously, you better. Good, you better. And that is the story of. Oh, okay, good, good. You want my tea? Will that help you? It'll magically make you say it, Valpeh. So, So, the Jews were in Shittim, and they start committing adultery with Benot Moav, and I'm not going to get, guys, because we're not doing a Chumash Shir on Pinchas, I'm not going to get too much into it, but know that the Mefarshim divide and whether the primary sin was the Znut per se, or the Avodah Zarah Shabo, right, even within Chazal, there's division, that Chazal say that it wasn't just that they committed adultery, that led them to worship the idols of. Yeah, right. So in the Benot Moab, as we just read, Now the next pasuk says that they worship the Avodah Zarah. Now the machloket of which is primary is quite clear because there's two psukim, right? So which is the primary? But okay. Vayitzamed Yisrael Baal Par, and they cling to Baal Par, Vayicharaf Adonai B'Yisrael. Vayom Adonai Moshe, Kach et Kol Rasheyam, Vokautam L'Adonai Neged HaShamesh, V'yashov Charonaf Adonai B'Yisrael. Go, kill him, in front of the sun, and the wrath of God shall turn back. Vayom Er Moshe El Shavtei Yisrael, Hirgu Yishan HaShav and Tzmin Baal Par. So Moshe told the leaders, the Shoftim, everyone, kill your own men who are connecting themselves to Baal Por. Vine ish min Israel ba, v'ekrev elach aved midyanit, v'ine Moshe, v'ine kol adat b'nei Israel, v'ime bochim bedach moed. And in the meantime, a man, a Jewish man, grabs a Midianite woman in front of Moshe. Well, and they're crying. Not Moshe. Moshe's crying. V'yar Pinchas ben Azar ben Aaron ha-kohen. V'yar k'midoch ha'ida v'ikach romach b'yado. And Pinchas says, what are you crying? He takes a spear. Ben Aharon. And he takes a romach. He takes a spear. Vayavoach Arish Israel el hakuba. Vayidkor et shneem et ish Israel. Et aishal kavata. Vatayatzar magefa me'al b'nei Israel. And he stabs them. And there. That's the question we're dealing with. That's literally what we're dealing with. So, guys, come on. So he stabs them, boom, right? In, as we'll see regarding the Mara, he stabs them through their genitals, both of them, and the Magefa stops. And there are 24,000 dead in this Magefa.
Wait, how do you stab them through?
24,000. 24,000. What is the problem, Moshe? They are in the middle of having intercourse.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to really picture it in my mind, but I just don't. Like, he's stabbing the genitals. I don't
know. Like, he stabs it such that it goes through their innards, right? At that area, through both of them, because they're attached. Anyways. Vayidaber kavata means it's this general area. Vayidaber Adonai Moshe Lemor. Now you'll tell me 24,000. It was obviously about to be worse. People.
Okay, I heard days. That's why I was really
no.
Confused.
People died, not days, died. Okay. So okay. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron a kohen ishivet chamatim amin Israel b'kanot kerodim b'docham. Now, Nechama Leibovich likes pointing out that this story is written backwards. That a good story would have been, God said, I'm about to destroy the Jewish people.
Kills 24,000.
And it only kills 24,000. Instead, it says 24,000 people died. And now he tells you, and by the way, you know what I was about to do? Kill them all. Velochiliti, right? Is to finish them out of sof. Shalom. So yes, he killed somebody, but you know what? Tell him I'm giving him my covenant of peace. Because, you know, he stopped the Jews from being annihilated. What? What?
Nothing.
Wait, so what's your order here?
If you said yes, he kills someone, however, like, why is there a yes?
No, it just, because he gives him a brief shalom. He doesn't just reward him, he gives him peace.
What's the order here?
It, that's all.
What's the order here? Do 24,000 guys that have missed?
No. No, so it sounds like 24,000 people, that there is a magefa going and people are dying, and in the middle of this, he kills them, and that stops it. Correct. He is, well, the paradigmatic zealot. Well, we'll see how many there are. There may not be more than one. Well. Okay, there's more than one if you count Moshe. The other one, there may not be. Meaning, he clearly exists. I know who you're thinking, which is Eliyahu. Except there's a reason that several sources assume that Eliyahu and Pinchas are the same person. We'll get there. Vaitalo. Vaitalo. Ulizaro acharav brit kunat olam. Tachad asher kinei leloav echaper al b'nei Yisrael. And for him and his children, he'll have the covenant of kihuna. And it will atone for the Jewish people. Shame Ish Yisrael HaMukeh Asher Yikad Min Yanid Zimri Ben Saluna Sivet Av Lashivani. Only now do you find out the name of the man who was Zimri. He was a officer. He was a Nasi, a leader of Shimon. Shame Aisha HaMukeh Min Yanid Kozbi Vatsur Rosh Umot Beit Av Bimin Yanu Vaydaber Adonai Moshe Leimor Tzor Demin Emigidem Otam, etc., etc. Okay. That's the story. Now, wow. Graber, before we go on, what is the... Let's try to figure out. Let's get into Chazal's head. Okay? What is... So, what is the driving force in Chazal's claim that he only becomes a Kohen now? Because God says, I'm giving him a brit kunat olam. Okay, so what you need two things here. One is a textual cue.
You also know he was born for
So, okay, so first we need to look for textual cues. So textual cue one, as the Gemara makes very clear, is it says now he gets the brit kunat olam, which implies he didn't have it before. The second textual cue, which may be supporting it, which is in the background, is what Graber notes, which is that when the original Kohanim became Kohanim, it says Aaron and his four sons, but Pinchas is alive already. And therefore it implies that maybe he doesn't get it. Right? Maybe. There's a third question you need to ask, which is, not, or another question, which is not just the textual ones, but is the philosophical, narrative, conceptual questions, which is, okay, fine. But as we're going to see, Chazal aren't forced to take this textual cue. Because there are other ways of interpreting the cue. So what are Chazal telling you by taking this particular direction? Meaning, yes, they are convinced by this textual thing, but presumably that's either in conjunction with, because of, or at the very least leads to certain philosophical claims. And that's what we're going to see, okay? Well, let's see. Okay. So, now, the first thing that Graber notes is, the first thing we have to do is, the path's not taken. Right, the path's not taken. By Chazal. Chazal assumed that that textual cue means I'm giving them kuna now. But, is that the only thing it could mean? No, what else could it mean?
Give it later or give it to the Kohen.
So one is later, that's the second day in Chazal. You will get it eventually. What else might it mean? So one might mean that you're adding... No, okay. No, you're jumping. Be more methodological. Before you get into specifics, methodological. So one could be, Natati doesn't mean I'm giving you, it means I'm confirming. That nothing is being added, I'm confirming that you're a Kohen. Yes. We're going to see. Oh, very good. Because normally a Kohen who kills
is not allowed
to be a Kohen. So he's allowing him to maintain his Kohen status. Very good. then there's the possibility that he was a Kohen, but we add a dimension to his Kahuna. Right? And then there's Chazal, which is, no, he becomes a Kohen then, and then you got to figure out why that would be the case. So I originally thought I'd organize it differently, but let's focus first on the textual thing, then come back to the conceptual. So, some of Farshim, as I gave you, if you skip now to 5 and 6, argue that Chazal's read is just not compelling, or not the only read. They don't say it in those words, but no, it's not that he's adding Kuna to him, he's just confirming it or promising that he will maintain it despite reasons to the contrary. So, for example, Hoa Moshe says, L'zaro acharav, kvar atiach Hashem l'aron pa'am u'shtayim she'akuna lo zor acharam l'dorotav. Aaron was already promised his children and him would be Kohanim. Vimkin ma'osif l'pinchas chaylev kunato. So what did Pinchas get they didn't have before? Im tishaleni zeshachal gamani. U'ma bracha osif ha'el yitbarach shimo. La'avram acharek edushit. Alochaz v'etich ha'bracha j'berchu kvar. He said, I got a better question for you. God blesses Avram after the Akedah. What does he say? I'll give you land, I'll make you great, I'll give you kids. That sounds familiar. That's what you've been saying the whole book until now. He's saying, what he's telling him is not that you wouldn't have been a Kohen, you wouldn't have been blessed until now. It's that what you just did is so great that if I hadn't made you a Kohen before, I'd make you a Kohen now. Now, you'll say, you're rolling your eyes, but he says, no. Here it's important. By Avram, it's weird. But here he says, no. You, until now, you were only Avram because your grandfather was a Kohen. You're only Kohen because your grandfather was a Kohen. What you just did made you worth it yourself. Meaning, you're not just the Rosh Yeshiva because your father's the Rosh Yeshiva.
You're the Rosh Yeshiva because you go to the 2-hour Maitakin.
You're in the Rosh Yeshiva because you deserve to be the Rosh Yeshiva. Right? You're not just chief rabbi because your father was chief rabbi, and you're not chief rabbi because the two chief rabbis aren't just chief rabbis because their fathers are chief rabbis. It's because they both deserve to be chief rabbis, right? What? Right, it's like, look, I know that you're king because your father was king, but if he hadn't been king, you'd be king. Yeah. Higamba versus... I mean, in theory, but it never happens. Because he's not... No, he's saying you would have deserved it. You are a Kohen. Maybe. Well, you wouldn't have two lines because he's a grandson of Aaron, but theoretically. Yecholiot. Chizkuni says, a little bit more halachically, and he says, no, it's not just, oh, you deserve to be a Kohen in your own right. It's that we know halachically a Kohen who kills has to stop being a Kohen. What God is saying is you can continue being a Kohen, even though you killed. Dar acher briti shalom. This is one day in the Chizkuni, but fine. Do'eg aya pen yavsid kunato darin Kohen sharaga nevesh lo yisad kapav ad sheftichu HaKadosh Baruch Hu hol varitzicha l'shem shamayim hayta kimo shemefaresh v'holeich. The point is, you killed, you shouldn't be a Kohen. No, you're a Kohen. We'll see the other one in a second. Okay, that's one possibility. The next possibility is that... No. Okay, that's a little bit weird. He seems to be giving him something, not just confirming something. But it didn't have to be Kahuna per se. It could have been Kahuna Gedola. Right? That the Kohanim Gedolim will come from Pinchas now.
Yes.
In Tanakh? Yes.
Up until it gets stolen.
Okay, but it gets stolen.
Taken away.
It doesn't get taken away from Pinchas. It takes
away. No,
no, from one side of the family.
Okay, I just want to check that in Tanakh it does actually follow that.
Totally.
It's taken away many generations later from that branch.
From Eli, right? It's taken away from Eli's branch.
But I don't think it's ever taken away from Pinchas. Not entirely.
No, I thought it was another branch. I don't remember the genealogy.
It is.
Not a lot, but just if you look at...
So if you look... Okay, guys. Guys, so let's look. So this position was taken by, I gave you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different examples of people who said that what Pinchas got was an added status. Okay? What? Now, it's not just Kohen Gadol, but it's that something was added. Some will say Kohen Gadol, some will say other things. So, right, Chizkuni in his second part of it is that Kol Kohen Gadol Shev Mikdash Vayetsheni Hayumi Pinchas, right? Right, so Chizkuni in his second part says, yeah, that all Kohanim Gedolim, even through Vayetsheni, were Pinchas. But if you look at Targum HaMiyuchas LeYonatan, or the Targum Eretz Yisrael, he says, as Trent, let's see how good you are at Yerushalmi Aramaic. Come on. What? Okay. So, that's nice. So, let's see how good you are at Yerushalmi Aramaic. 7. V'cholav dechazdoi lemeimar. No, cholav. Tachat. Because of, tachat. In place of. Chazdoi. Tachat, right? Because of your chesed that you did for me. Lememar, halo barputi midyanahu, that people were saying about you and making fun of you that you are the son of a Midianite, i.e. Yitro. Remember that midrash? They're making fun of him and saying, how could you, who comes from the Kohanim of Avodah Zarah, have the chutzpah to kill someone from Shimon?
Wait, how?
He's from Yitro.
Allah's gonna marry
Elisha, right? Our own marries. Yeah, okay. So he says, Ha'ana mi'achsin ilukunta rabta. I am going to attribute your yichus to the Kohen Gadol. V'cholif te'echad rumcha bedarei u'machal midyanata levet bahata kevta v'tzolei befume al amav Yisrael yiskun ganil klat matnon d'iroa v'lo'a v'kevata Levnoi batroi kiam ruvur alam chalaf tikane lelav echaper al bnei Israel. He says, what will you give you? First of all, we'll give you kohunanta rabta. First thing. Kohunanta rabba. Rabta. Big. Gadol. Rabta. Big. Kohunanta rabta. One. So the first thing he says is, Kohen doesn't mean Kohen, it means Kohen Gadol. Second is, I'm introducing the Matnos Kuna. V'chulav da'achad rumchei bedarei.
Which Matnos Kuna?
And according to him, it only came to the Kohanim now.
Right, but it wasn't true Pinchas to all of them because...
Because of Pinchas, right.
But that, there's a distinction there.
Yes, but
it's not Brisk Kuna just Pinchas.
No, in a Hanami, but it means that that he didn't get Kuna now. He got an upgrade to Kohen Gadol, and he got, and the Kohanim got Matara, right? It's that Chalaf, the Achad, Chalaf. Do you see how many words he added here? This is a Targum of the Pasuk, it's 3 times as long. Okay, fine, but he says v'cholav da'echad rumchei bedarei, because you took the romach in your hand umachal minyad levet ba'ata and stuck it through her womb, like her womb area. So I'm going to give you the arm and the mea and the keva, right? Yes. Okay. B'chor Shor said, but wait a second, he's not the Kohen Gadol yet. Even if his descendants will be Kohen Gadol, he isn't yet. So what could he have gotten now? B'chor Shor says, Shaya Meshuach Melchama Mikana Lava. He's the Meshuach Melchama. Right? He's the Kohen that leads the Jews to war. Why? Chilad Gvurato Aita L'Shamayim. Because he fought for heaven. And how do I know that he goes to war? Because the next thing he does is he fights Midian. And then again, he fights in Yehoshua.
Right, but isn't that like status
when he's picked on
it? He's the one anointed for war. He's the Kohen that goes out to war in the next war story. What more textual evidence do you want?
Yeah,
someone to say that you are a
Kohen. He just said, I'm making you a Kohen. According to him, that doesn't mean I'm making you a Kohen. He thinks he was a Kohen. I'm making you the Kohen.
Wait, how far did I die?
It is. The Ralbag. The Ralbag is willing to raise. Come on. Okay, Ralbag says two possibilities. Possibility one is he's promising Shlo Tafsik Kunama Mien of Azaro Leolam that the Kuna will never leave his family. Now he says, well, that's not enough because, well, Kuna doesn't leave anybody. So therefore he says it must be Kuna Gedola Vahua Yoter Nachod. Concentrate. Come on. I know. Vamar, what is it, the Bernese Network? It will be there when you're done. Vamar Shetielo, Laftichos Loyamu Kodem Elazar Aviv, he'll go and go to Lachar Aviv. And he said there's another promise to it, which is that he will live, he will outlive his father, which is not a given, considering his uncles just died before their father. And therefore, he will one day actually be Kohen Gadol. Vizara Achar Yukonam Yonam, and his children will go to him. Lotiyah Yukonam Mayhem. Right, so he says, what was he promised? That he would be a Kohen, that he would live to be a Kohen Gadol? And that his children would be Kohanim Gadolim. Yes! Seemingly. It's strongly implied.
His father was in his children.
And he is the leading Kohen in Yeshua.
So,
it's not clear.
But you know, as things go. The Sifrei, by the way, it's not just that there are other dares in Chazal, right? So the Sifrei says, Tiye haita lo zaro acharav brit kunan olam, elu esrim varba matnos kuna. Right? The Sifrei is quite clear. What is the brit kunan olam? The matnot kihuna.
Aren't those described, though, back in Vayikra?
Okay.
It's just interesting.
No, okay, fine.
No, don't
they eat that one? They designate the McDonald's.
Then switch to the McDonald's. Some of them come later. Challah doesn't come until Shlach.
Yeah, he said this is the Zerah.
No, he doesn't say that. He says all 24.
All
of them. So whether the Sifrei means that none of them they had before or that you will get 24, right? It's not clear whether he means you. I'm rallying the Sifrei. Right. Sifrei says 24. Some of them clearly come later.
Was that some of the ones that he mentions were earlier, like by the story of that we did last week?
In a Hanami. Okay. Maybe that wasn't forever. Maybe that was just a one time thing. okay. And then it's Siv has a. I just wanted you to see the Nitziv, which is, first of all, he thinks Cohen. Gadol means, Kuhunat Olam means Kohen Gadol. The second thing I just wanted you to know is a famous piece. I just gave it to you here if you want to look at it. Is why did he give him a Brit Shalom? So this is a very important tip, but as I was doing this possible, I had to mention it to you, is the following. He said, the Nitziv says the same thing here and on Irani Dachat. He says, in both cases, the Torah promises Shalom. Why? So he says it's very simple, because when you kill people, even if it's legitimate, even if it's a mitzvah, it has a tendency to make you a more violent person. God promises Pinchas that it won't make him a more violent person, that he will remain a peaceful person. And that God promises that even the people who kill the B'ol Nirni Dachat, God will miraculously prevent that from changing who they are. I mean, God says
God,
it is.
God's God. Yeah, I know. But like, it's like his values.
It's not values. It's not values. It's what you did was right, but that doesn't make you less rough, right? It's psychological. And God is saying, I won't let that happen to you because you did what was right. but it's an outlier how you should normally act, right? Let's say someone works at himself for 50 years and he sensitizes himself to make sure, right, the way we talked about in the Rambam, to make himself a kind person. But then he's chayev to do something that is quite brutal, right? 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 He killed someone, right? He was supposed to, but now he's going to be a nonsense, right? It's very hard to rebuild that, right? To rebuild the sensitivity in his, and God says, I'll help you do it. Okay. Fine. Now Philo, interestingly, Philo, like Philo. Yes. So he seems to say, it's not totally clear what he says, but it sounds like that it's inheritance to his family which could not be taken from it. Rather, the emphasis is Philo was a Greek-inspired Jewish philosopher in living in Alexandria. 12. Philo, the one that says Philo. Well, I didn't put it in the original Greek or whatever it was, or Latin or whatever. Now the Sfat Emet, says, it's not totally clear, but he says, right, this is really the next one, right, which is Chazal, which is, why did he want to do it? He wanted to be given Mashiach so he could get it for his own merit. Okay, we'll come back to that in a second. So, but the first two possibilities that were not taken by our Gemara, but I won't say weren't taken by Chazal, because in one case it was, the Sifrei, is that Pinchas was always a Kohen. One possibility, again, was the Pasuk is just confirming he's still a Kohen, either because that he deserved to be a Kohen in his own right, which was the Ho'el Moshe, or that he's a Kohen despite the fact that he killed, which was Chizkuni. What? Yes, it is. It's a Midrash Halacha. Yeah. Yes. The Sifrei has other things in it, but the next is that it added a dimension. Kuna Gedola, Mishuach Molchama, the Matanot, that it would never leave him. Fine. Chazal, don't take this. Sorry, not, I shouldn't say that. Our Gemara doesn't take this. Our Gemara says that he wasn't a Kohen before. But it brings two doubt as to whether he became a Kohen here or in Yoshua. So before we get into which choice, let's see what story in Yoshua. What does this mean? Well, what? You don't? Oh, come on. So Yoshua Perek Chav Bet tells the following story, okay? Source 2. As Yikra Yoshua the Ravini, yes. So you remember the 2.5 Shvatim, they were promised that they would be the vanguard. Right? So finally he says to him, you did what you were supposed to do. Go home. Okay? Go home to the other side. So they do. Okay? So skip to Pasuk 10. Vayashuvu Yachub b'nei Ravenu b'nei Gad, chatzi shevet b'nei chatzi b'nei shevet b'nei Hashem b'nei Shom Mishilo. So they go home. And the first thing they do is they build a massive mizbeach on the other side of the Yarden. The Jews panic. What?
It isn't.
Is it in the Mishkan?
No,
you can. No Mishkan. Only between Mishkans. There is a Mishkan now.
Right? So the Jews say, well, there's only one proper reaction to this, and that is war. Vayishmu v'nei Yisrael ha'ekalu kol adat v'nei Yisrael shilo la'lo galeim la'tzava. So the Jews collect to go to war. Vayishlachu v'nei Yisrael el Ruvein v'negadu ha'chassiv v'nei Yisrael eretz agilad et Pinchas ben Azar kolei. But in front they said Pinchas. Like Pinchas. Now, what is this? There are two very different ways of interpreting why you send Pinchas. One is, he's a peaceful man. The other is, he has experience at killing people. This is a very threatening sign, right? It's like the difference between you if you send your ambassador or you just cut to the chase and send your general, right? Or your snipers, right? Or whatever. Or both. What? That's
well,
the point.
Their army, actually. Yeah.
I mean, they're also the vanguard, but sure.
So you just send your army just left.
Your best army.
Your best army just left.
But still.
You think it's a bonus armor. So you send your only guy left to this.
Not only. No, the Ten Shvatim gather an army, but they send because as the ambassador. One second. What do you know? Sheesh. So he says, what an accident. You accidentally built it. You fell down and you fell on a rock and it knocked down the mountain and it fell in a perfect mizbeach. What an accident. So we'll see what happens. Have none of you ever learned Yoshua? Oy. Good. So what does he say? Call Amru, call Adat Adonai, Mahamalas Asher Maltem Beloha Yisrael, Lashuv Ayom Achare Adonai Bimanotchem Lachem Mizbeach, Limorotchem Ayom Adonai. Why are you committing treason against God to build a Mizbeach against God? Yes. Hamal, et avon Pa'or, in case you didn't get the message, he said, do you remember Pa'or? Wasn't that enough? So it's not just random. They send Pinchas to say, you remember Por? You remember what I did after the Por story? Remember? Right? Right? You know, spear two people on it, you know. Chazal assume, as we'll see, he carried both of them out on the spear while they were still attached. We're going to get to the Gemara. One second. To prove they're dead. What Erev? What are you talking about? What Erev? Okay.
Exactly.
So he says, didn't we have enough with that? Va'atem tashuv ayom me'acharei Adonai v'ayatem timridu ayom ba'adonai v'machar et kol adat el kol adat Yisrael. So what, you want God to punish all of us? What, by the way, where is he getting the idea that God will punish us? Poor. Very good. So what do they say to him? And then he reminds them of the other terrible things. When Achan died, that was one person and people started dying. So what do they say? Starting puzzle Kaf Aleph, Vayanu v'nei Ruvein v'nei Gad v'chatzishem v'nei Hashem v'dabru et Rashi Alfei Yisrael El Elohim Adonai El Elohim Adonai Hu Yodav Yisrael Hu Yedai Mimeridim V'mal V'Adonai Alto Sheino Yomazeh. He said, God knows if we were rebelling, then don't save us. Livnot Lanu Mizbech Lashuv Mecharei Adonai V'im La'alot Alav Olam Mincham La'asot Alav Zivchei Shlamim V'nai Hu Yavakesh. We're worried that tomorrow people are going to say that we don't have a portion of the Jewish people, and therefore this isn't a real mizbeach. We're not making bring karbanot. What is it? It's a symbol. It's just a reminder that what? Right? And then in Pazuk Chavtet, Chalil Alanu, Mimenu Limrod Badonai, Velashuv Ayom Echer Adonai, Levnot Mizbech, Lo Lav, Minchal Azevach, Mavad Mizbech, Adonai Alein Asher, Livnei Mishkano. God forbid that we were rebelling against God. Shema Pinchas HaKohen. You notice the diuk that they're getting at? By Shema Pinchas HaKohen. Remember at the beginning of the story, what was he called? Pinchas ben Elazar HaKohen. And now he's called Pinchas HaKohen. Dot, dot, dot. And they made up peace. So the second day I said, what? Okay. The second story says he only becomes a Kohen here, because this is the transition from Pinchas ben Elazar HaKohen to Pinchas HaKohen. So, what? Yes, but it also says Pinchas HaKohen. So, that brings us back to our Gemara. Right? To our Gemara, where our Gemara brings two Deot. Did he become a Kohen? Both Deot and our Gemara agree that he wasn't a Kohen before. So let's talk about what's the common denominator in our Parsha, in our Gemara, and the differences. Both Deot and our Gemara hold he was not a Kohen before. They both agree that what does he need to do to become a Kohen? Do some act of he needs to do something to merit it. But they argue about what was the act. So now, someone want to give me a possibility of assuming that they both buy the textual cue that he wasn't a Kohen before, and that now he seems to be a Kohen. What is the difference? Why would one... So there's the textual reasons why you would say that it happened now or it happened in Yoshua. One is, in our parasha it says you get the Brikon Olan Olam, and that one is the first time he's called Pinchas HaKohen. Okay, textual cues. Could I support both textually? Good. So now, if both of them agree that there are textual cues, both of them agree that Pinchas wasn't a Kohen before, presumably because Kuna was only given to, right? And I mean, look at Rashi's summary in 14. Sha'avu bishikvar nana kuhuna lazaro shel Aaron, even though the Kuna was already given to Aaron, lo ninayel Aaron uvanav, it was given to Aaron and his children. That's what it said. And the ones born later. But Pinchas was the one person who wasn't yet, who's already born. That's our Gemara. Born and wasn't a son. He was the only grandson when they became Kohanim, and that's why he wasn't yet a Kohen. Okay, but does anyone want to give me a either philosophical motivation or upshot or, you know, nafkamina of saying that he became Kohen after the Pinchas story? What's the difference? Good. So Moshe says, well, maybe, remember, the Brit Kuna is called a Brit Shalom. So maybe he only get, the second day is saying, why does he get to be a Kohen only then? Because what he did now is good, but it's not peaceful. He needs to prove that he's capable of...
So what's he married in that first place?
No, because here he saw the problem with war.
Exactly. So, like, I put in potential, but you need a show. Or whatever. Yeah. Very good. Exactly. Then in both cases, there's a parallel. It requires a kanoi, but in one case, he solves it.
But this shows that he's not a person of war.
Exactly, right? So I think...
He's a person of war. He's only war because it was the best option.
Very good. So I think that that's at some level the machloket here. Is that... The Deya that says it happens in Pinchas is saying, listen, yes, it's an act of war, but he was doing it for peace, and he's a peaceful person, and God knew that, so God made him a Kohen of Shalom. And it's shown to everybody else that he's a peaceful person.
So what about
and the other Deya is saying, before he can be a Kohen, he actually needs to show that he's capable of solving problems not only with zealotry. He's capable of zealotry, but he needs to show that he's capable of Shalom. And this brings us... Exactly. Now this brings us back to one of the most fascinating stories, which again, we can't exhaust this, but Chazal, interestingly, go out of the way to show you that they're not so comfortable with Pinchas. And to prove that, you're looking at me, what? God is comfortable with Pinchas, right? That's what you're looking at? Very good. So I think that the second day in the Gemara that says that it waits until Yoshua is partially uncomfortable with what he did, or at least uncomfortable with that being the only model. But there's at least one day in Chazal that's downright uncomfortable with Pinchas, despite God being comfortable with him, which would support the notion that Chazal might want to push his kuna until he expresses Shalom. And that is the Yerushalmi's version of the story. If you look at 4, the Yerushalmi says, this is one of the craziest Yerushalmis, Iktiv, Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Mara, what did he see? He saw, like the Bavli, he saw the story, and he remembered the halacha, which is, that if someone sees a man sleeping with a non-Jewish woman, the zealots can kill him. Okay? So far, that's in the Bavli. We'll see the long version of the Bavli soon. But the Yerushalmi is so striking. Tani, Shelo Beraton Chachamim. It was against the rabbis.
Pinchas.
Pinchas was against the rabbis. Amar of Yudav Arpazi. Bikshu Linadoto. Not just that. They wanted to put him in Nidui. The rabbis. Moshe's Beitin. Whatever. Guys, look. So what did he say? Bikshu Linadoto. They wanted to put him in Cherem. Ilule Shekavtza Lav Ruach HaKodesh Ramra Haita Lo Zaruach HaRav Rikul Na'akom HaMagom. God hadn't intervened. Which is Chazal's way of telling you what?
Don't do it.
No, wait, not don't do it, because God said yes. But that is an outlier. That this is not something that most people should do. Not, so, once you realize Chazal had a discomfort with it, you can come back to our story and say, well, how would you express that discomfort? There's two ways. One is, you were violent, but it was the exception, and God needs to prove that you're, in fact, a peaceful person, and this was an exception, and that's why I would give it to you now. Possibility one. Or, you need to prove that it's an exception before I let you be a Kohen, and that is Yoshua. But you realize that both of those, at the end of the day, are not just responding to the textual prompt, but they are responding to the discomfort with what Pinchas did. Now, the Bavli is much less uncomfortable with what he did. And in the 5 minutes we have, let me try to at least introduce the story. Obviously, if I was doing Pinchas, I could spend hours in this Gemara and this Agadata, but let's have some fun. At least reading it quickly, and if we continue next week, then I mean, we will continue next week. There's more to do, but if we continue at this part last week, that's also fine. So, Kiyater of Dimi Amar, Beidino Shel Chashmonai Gazru. The Beidin of Chashmonai made the following gzera: Habal Anarchet Chayev La Mishum Nida Shivcha Goya Eichinish. That if someone sleeps with a non-Jewish woman, it's Nida Shivcha non-Jew and married, and she's married. Kiyater Rav Namar Mishum Nashka Nida Shivcha Goya Zona. Al Mishum Eid Litlu, but she's not married. Veidach Nashayu Vadelo Mifkeru. Fine. Then the Gemara says, however, Amar of Chizda, Abali Malech in Murinlo. If someone asks you, can I kill someone who's sleeping with a non-Jewish woman? The answer is no. It's Halacha Vein Murin Kain. It's only if you're a Kanoi. If you ask the Shaila, we say no. It's if you're a Kanoi. And now the Gemara tells the story. Not only that, but let's say Idmar Nami Amar Abba Rechana Reyochanan Abali Malech, if he comes and asks you, Ein Murinlo, you don't tell him yes. It has to be an act of zealotry. I mean, it has to be an internal emotional state. If he has the presence of mind to first ask a shayla, he's not enough of a zealot. Below, not just that. He's putting his life on the line because it's not a mitzvah, it's a heter. So what would happen? Shem Pirsho Zimri Vahargo Pinchas. What if Zimri would separate? He hadn't been in the middle of a sexual act and Pinchas had killed him? Neheragalov. That would be considered murder, and he'd be killed. And not only that, Nevach Zimri Vahargul Pinchas. If Zimri turned around and killed Pinchas, ain't Neragalov. He's not killed. Shari Rodefu, because Pinchas is a Rodef, meaning a Kanoi, even though he's allowed to eat. There's so much lumdus in this. So, right? Vayomer Moshe of Israel. Hala, now we tell you the story. What happened? Hala Shito Shimon Etzel Zimri Ben Salu. Shimon, the Shevet, went to Zimri. Amrulo, Hain Dun and Din and Nefasha Vata Yoshev. They're killing us. They're judging us for death, and you're sitting and being quiet. Ma'asa, Amed Vikibet Esher Varba Elef Nisrael. So he went and he took 24,000 Jews. Vahalach Eitzel Kazbi, and he went to Kazbi. Amrulo, and he said, Hashmi'ili, listen to me, sleep with me. Amrulo, Bat Melechani, I'm a princess. I'm not sleeping with you. Chain Sivali Avi, my father told me, Lo Tishmi Elel Gadol Shabam. Only sleep with the greatest of them, i.e. Moshe. You are only worthy of Moshe. Go and seduce Moshe. Amar La, and Zimri said to her, afu nazi shevet hu v'lo elishu gadol mimenu shehu sheni lebeten v'hu shlishi lebeten. He says, oh, come on. We're both just the leaders of tribes, and Shimon is one tribe older than Levi. I'm better than him. Tafsa biblorita, he grabbed her by her hair, by like her braid, v'viyed zol Moshe, and dragged her to Moshe. Amralo, ben Amram, said, oh, son of Amram, zu asura zu muteret, am I allowed to sleep with her or not? Vim tomar asur, and if you say that she's forbidden, bachitro miyatirla, who said you could marry a Midianite? You're telling me not to marry Midian, Midian, Moab? You're married to one. From Yitro, right? Nit'alma menu halacha. Moshe forgot the halacha. Go kulam v'chi. Everyone's crying. V'ainu d'chtiv im bochim pedach o moed. Uchtiv. V'yar pinchas ben alazar and pinchas saw. Ma ra'a. What did he say? So, see? Amar rav ra'a ma'asev in iskar halacha. He saw the story and remembered the halacha. Amar lo achi avi abba. He said, my great uncle. Didn't you teach me when you came down for Har Sinai that if a man sleeps with a non-Jewish woman, the zealots can strike? Amar lo, karayno di igrita, iulave parvanka. The one who reads the letter, he should do what it says. So, your turn. Shmuel Amar Rosh in Chacham and Tuna Vein Eitzah Neged Hashem. He said he saw there's no, you don't do any take advice against God. Kol Magrish is Chil Hashem. There's a Chil Hashem in Cholkin Gover L'Rav. Don't respect Moshe. Just act. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Lazar. Ra'asha ba Malach v'ishchit ba'am. He saw the angel killing the Jews. Va'yaka mitoch ha'ida va'ikach romach bi'ado. So he took a spear. The fact that he had to get a spear outside shows that you can't bring a weapon into the Beit Midrash. We did this in Halachashir earlier in the year because he had to get his weapons from outside. We did this earlier in the year because obviously there's a lot of mice on this because people bring guns in. Yes, that's why I gave Shir on this at the beginning of the year. In Halacha. In Halachashir. No, in Halachashir I gave this at the beginning of the year. Not at the beginning of the year, beginning of the war. Shalav. Close to it. Shalaf Shinina. Let's at least try to get to the end of this Gemara. Shalaf Shinina. He went and he sharpened his spear. And he makes it look like it's his walking stick. Right? You know? It's a stick. What do you think his spear is? When he got to Shimon's tent, and he said, oh, I want to go sleep with her. Who said that that Levi's better than Shimon? If he can do it, I can do it. Amru Hanichu, let him again af who lasut strachav nichav. He's also going in to sleep with someone. Hitiro, so they let him in. Purushin edadavar. Amru Yochanan, in that moment, Shisha nisim nasa lola pinchas. Six miracles happen. Echad, Shahayel ola zimri lifrosh. He should have stopped having intercourse. Velo perish, he didn't. Ve'echad shalol dabar velo diber. Zimri should have said something, screamed. He said nothing. Vechad shekivein bezichruto shel isha magudah shel isha. It went through the male genitalia of Zimri and into the female genitalia of Cosby, meaning that no one could deny they were in the middle of the sexual act because exactly. Vechad shelo nishmetu min aromach, and not just that, but he managed to pick up the thing with it, and they didn't fall off. And then God sent a malach to raise the roof, the door, so that he could carry them out of the door on his stick, like this. And then the malach came and destroyed the people. And he takes them, and he throws them down. In front of God, for these dead people, 24,000 should die. And that's what it means that Pinchas vayipalel. Amar Elazar vayipalel, and Amar didn't say vayipalel, which means pray. Ella vayipalel, which means to judge. He judged God. He made a court case in God. Bikshu malach. The angels wanted to push him away. Amarlan, God said, Anichlo, Kanoi ben Kanayu. He's a zealot, the son of a zealot. Meshiv Chema ben Meshiv Chemahu. He turns away God's anger. And he's the son of one who turns away God's anger. The nation, the Shvatim started embarrassing him. Read them, Ben Putizesh, Abidim Avim of Agal Mavad Zari, he's the grandson of an Ovid Zara of Yitro. The Harig Nasi shaved me, Israel. And what, he's killing a Nasi? But, because he's from Yitro. Through.
Elazar married a daughter.
Yeah.
Pinchas
is Elazar's son.
Elazar married a daughter of Yitro.
Ba katuv yichaso Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron a Kohen. Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Hakdem lo shalom. Say shalom to him. Shnei Amar lachin amenet lo briti shalom. Uya kapara zusei mukaperet valechad olam. And his kapara will last forever. So, in the Bavli, is there any hesitation about whether what he did was obviously positive or not?
I missed the piece between Moshe. Why doesn't he get the halacha?
He just did.
And then Pinchas, why do I think Pinchas get the spear immediately? They didn't.
Because he goes and he tells him, didn't you teach me the halacha?
Yeah, but they weren't actually doing anything at that point.
No, they were. They were in the tent. They left.
But so didn't she refuse at that point?
No, because he said, I'm from Shimon. I'm greater than Moshe.
And that's, yeah.
Yes. So he dragged her to Moshe, and then he said, okay, she's mutter to me, and went into the tent, and everyone burst out crying.
Moshe got the halacha that she was usher.
No, forgot the halacha, couldn't poke him, Bo.
He asked, she was mutter.
No, he didn't forget that halacha. He forgot, couldn't poke him, Bo.
So what did he know to do? And then he said, ha, 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 and what?
Yes. Okay. Exactly. So now in this story, he's totally, right, Pinchas is totally positive. But again, okay, just to summarize, I got to give the table to Ellie, right? What's the summary? So again, Yerushalmi has a hesitation about him. Bavli has none. But this, I think, is part of the story where you have to say, okay, so why would you say he's a Kohen now? Why later? So one possibility is, well, if you have no hesitation that what he did is right, then it makes more sense that he should be a Kohen. Now, unless you want to say what he did was right, but he still needs to balance it out and show that this is a one-time thing. Or do you say, right, no, specifically because he was good, but it's, you know, counterintuitive. You need to prove that it was a good thing, that's what we give him Kuhn and out, right? I think that those conceptual questions, partially, it's not just the textual ones, because we saw how you could justify both textually. So the conceptual question of how do we view Pinchas' actions and how do we relate to them afterwards has to be part of this story. What we'll see next time is some of the halachic questions that are raised on this and some of the implications for Pinchas' kanot later in the story. And then we'll continue because there are more agadot on this daf.